because you are victorious today. In Jesus' name, I pray you receive this message that's been on my heart all week long to give to you, for me to receive it also, for me to receive what he is telling us today. If you don't believe me, I'm going to read from his word. So when you leave here today, you won't be disagreeing with me. You'll be disagreeing with the word. We need to be strong in the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Because he has the greatest answers, the greatest blessings for us. Not just for today, but for how long? Forever. Forever. In places that are so beautiful we can't imagine. Those are his promises. How many believe those promises? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe it, and I'm going to preach it today. I pray that you receive it in Jesus' name. That's my prayer. Y'all want to sing with us? Song number 16 in the key of A. Greg, we'll get it started here. Receive it today.
To the land and down the mountainside.
He's got the victory for us, amen? We have it right here in our hands. Give him praise, church. Go ahead, please.
Peaceful now. I feel peaceful. That's one of the spirit. Let your spirit rest. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Stand up and pray with me, church, if you would. Let's do what we do on Sundays, the way we do it each week. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. How long, Mark Bush? Ever and ever. Hallelujah. Be seated. Enjoy. Hallelujah. The church is ready. I believe the church is ready. We need to be ready. Amen. Can I get an amen? We need to be. I believe it. It's time. There's things that you haven't seen that are happening so quickly, so soon. You're going to, the advertising that we're doing, the things that we worked, Gary worked out, Deacon Gary and David, it's going to be real soon, a couple of weeks, I think, you're going to see. And the outside is going to change again. We're going to add some. I believe it. It's time. Amen. We've built something strong, and now it's time when the people come that they come in and see a strong church. Amen. A church where people are standing on the Word of God. Amen. Not on feelings, but on what? The Word of God. Hallelujah. And we're ready. It's time. I'm not going to let anything deter me from that faith, anything make me change my mind. Amen. Because I believe and trust God. Amen. I don't trust man. Hallelujah. Responsive reading 57, the Psalms. These are supposed to be sung. Anybody want, Marcia, you want to sing? I don't know. You were supposed to sing these. Be merciful to me, O God. Be merciful to me. Mercy. For my soul trusts in you, and in the shadow of your wings I will make my refuge until these calamities have passed by.
I will cry out to God Most High. To God performs all things for me.
How many things does he perform? Hallelujah. He shall send from heaven and save me. He reproaches the one who would swallow me up. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth.
I will praise you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing to you among the nations.
Hallelujah. Yes, we will. For your mercies reaches into the heavens, and your truth unto the clouds. Hallelujah. Let your glory be above all the earth. But for us here, he shall send from heaven and save me. For us, for my soul trusts in you, Lord. Can you say that with me? My soul trusts in you, and in the shadow of your wings I will make my refuge. Praise God. Well, I don't know who kid this is, just hallelujah. I'm excited. We're going to have another prayer night. I'm believing it to be the 11th of April. Let me tell you who knows about it. None. I talked to Deacon, and I mentioned it to my wife. But I wanted to pray to God before I said. I didn't want anything in my head to because. But here's the thing. You want to hear the thing?
Yeah.
There will be no praying that night. We won't be praying for things that night. We won't be. You know why? Hallelujah. In the Bible. In the what? Over 100 times you see the words thanks and thanksgiving in the Bible. Amen. We have been praying and we believe for our prayers. This next service, the little thing we're going to have, is a night of thanksgiving where we come to thank him for all that we have. I don't want to hear testimonies. I want you to say, Lord, thank you that you got me up today. Thank you that I have a job. Thank you that I have a wife. Thank you that I have a car. Thank you, Lord, that I can go and eat today, that I can see today. It's going to be a night of thanksgiving. Amen. We're not going to pray because we've prayed already. But listen, rejoice always. When? Pray without ceasing. We've done that. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. For you. And all things do what? Give what? Thanks. We got to start thanking them. Amen. Now we got to do it. When people are going to be coming into this church, I don't want them to see people worried and afraid. I want them, well, these people are crazy. Absolutely. According to the word of God. Listen, Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 5:16. You can read it yourself later. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. We've done that. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:6. Be anxious for nothing. For what? Nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. Amen. I have never heard of this. I have never done this. I have never, in the 15 years I was with another church, we had never had a night of simply thanksgiving. Everybody came to be prayed for, put laid hands on. Oh, please pray. No. We've prayed already. Amen. We believe that God's not going to forget your prayers if we don't pray. Amen. He's not going to forget, Lisa. We've already prayed. We've got to start thanking him. All of us should have three different things you thank him for. I don't care how silly you think it is. I'm telling you that we need to start thanking God for the victories, for all that we've been blessed with. We're so used to praying and worrying and having all this stuff and letting the devil get right here. I want the devil that night to hear praises so bad that he has to leave town. He can't stand it because there's a light over this church and it's all about Jesus and thanksgiving. And he said, I got to go somewhere else. I know there's another place where they ain't praising them and they ain't thanking them. I can find a lot of places that are talking about so many other things, worrying about who's going to use the bathroom and who's the president of the United States and getting the church all riled up. No, we're going to stand here and talk about Jesus and we're going to thank him for everything that we have. And you say, I don't know how much I got to be thankful for. I say, oh, don't get me started. This woman right here stopped breathing a week ago. In the nursing. She stopped breathing. You know how much she's got to be thankful for? Every single minute that she has right here to be thankful for. Amen. You wake up and you see how beautiful the sky looks. Anybody thankful? I am. Hallelujah. You got gifts. God has given. You got a smile. You got somebody that loves you. Hallelujah. You gotta, I know that we've been through and we're going to continue to be through a time when we're sad. I understand that. I understand that that's part of love, because love has a sadness to it when the missing happens, Sergio. Love is the greatest gift of all, but we lose something. So we think we've lost it, but it's just a time of separation. Amen? And that's the faith of God. Amen? That's what God promised us. It's just a time of separation. And it doesn't, that sadness will never go away. I mean, not completely. But with thanksgiving and understanding and being together and standing up and praising Him, all of a sudden you realize that something's happening greater inside of me than I could imagine. Amen? Hallelujah. Are you with me?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Praise God. Thank you. Hallelujah. But we have this treasure in earthly vessels, this body, that's an excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. That the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. Not of whom? We are hard pressed on every side. Amen? How many could say yes? Yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Hallelujah. And since we have the same spirit of faith, do we all have it? Claim it. I claim it. According to what is written, I believed and therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore we speak. Knowing that He who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
And not only that, will present us with you and us together. For all things, for all, how many things? Are for your sakes, that grace, having spread through the many, may cause, here it is, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. For all things for your sake, that grace, having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound. Not just, oh, thank you, Lord. I mean to abound, amen? To the glory of who? Hallelujah. Therefore, we do not lose heart. We do not lose heart. Amen? We do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. Hallelujah. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Hallelujah. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. That is faith. For the things which are seen are temporary. Let me read that again. For the things which are seen are temporary. But the things which are not seen are eternal. Amen? Eternal. We're believing for the greatest of great. We're believing for tomorrow. Amen? We're believing, hanging on to that for one reason, Jesus Christ. Amen? That's why we believe. Amen? Hallelujah. We should be in a state of thanksgiving. Amen? When a time of sadness comes, the Bible says we will mourn, we will cry, and we do. Amen? And that continues. And we'll always have that. Well, because the body is strong. Amen? But with thanksgiving. With thanksgiving in God. When you start to thank Him for all the things that you have, you start to forget the things you're worried about. Amen? You don't have time. Because God, whatever age you are, God has got you here today. So I think He's done a pretty good job. Amen? If anybody has failed, it's right here in our brains that we fall back all the time. We don't listen. We're not sinning. Amen. Amen. We're not sinning. We're not bad people. We have flesh and blood, and that becomes weak at times. Amen. But I tell you, and I told Margie, and she should be right there, that you have got the victory. Stop saying that whole thing. No, it's done. It's already done. God provided it. Amen. There's no more time to say, woe is me. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. Deep, dark depression. Excessive misery. If it were for bad luck, I'd have no. We're not talking about luck. Amen. We have the victory. You have the victory in all things. Amen. We should glory in who we are because God lives inside of you. The rest of the world doesn't have that. They can. That's a little secret. Amen. Anybody in any country at any moment can have Jesus in their heart. All they got to do is invite Him in. They don't have to stand on their heads. They don't have to give $10,000. They don't have to give everything. They just have to love Him and accept Him. Amen. So these promises, they're not a secret, amen? But you have them already, amen, Chuck? You have it. You have the power of God right here. Victory, victory right here. Are you with me? Let's pray. Let's pray. Lord, we're going to thank You. We're going to come together and thank you. We're going to give thanks. We're not going to give testimonies and stories. We don't just thank you, Lord. We're going to thank you and thank you and thank you again for the victories, for the promises, for your love, for the mercy, for the people that love us, for the people around us, for the glory of it. Just glory. Just thank you for who you are. Thank you for the skies, the blue sky. Thank you for the trees. Thank you for the leaves and the flowers. Thank you that we can go somewhere and eat together, that we're free to do what we want. We're free. We got so much to be thankful for. There are people within 2 miles of here who can't leave their bed. Can't leave their bed. They can't see to read. They can't talk. We got so much to be thankful for. We need to see away from who we are and to see what you have made us. You need to just see him. Hallelujah. And be thankful. Be thankful. And then you share that thanks with other people. You share that glory. You share that news with other people. Yeah, we pray for everybody. Well, I want to pray for you. Oh, good. Pray for me. Yes. But now let's thank God for the answer. Let's not leave the prayer all by itself, hoping somehow that God heard it. No, we need to pray and then thank him. And then we need to be strong in the Lord, because he is strong inside of us. He has made victory in everything that we do, everything that we face. We need to see his victory. We need to see what we're praying for. We need to see that God is inside of us, that nothing and no one can come between us and him, and there's nothing that's impossible with God. Not one thing. Hallelujah. But we need to give it to God. And we need to let him do by his will. Hallelujah. We need to rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. And in everything give thanks. This church was going to begin thanking him in a way that didn't even, you might think it's silly. But the more you do it, the more you say thank you, the more you get in the car and say thank you, Lord, be with me, angels around me, the more you feel something. And it starts to become where you don't even know you're saying it, because your spirit is rejoicing. And you're becoming a different person in Christ. Oh, nobody will see it in a sense that all of a sudden you do, but all of a sudden they'll feel it. And they'll notice things about you that is different than the world. And they'll want that. They'll want that because you have it. We need to show that God to everybody that we meet. That God, and show our faith, and show our love, and show our perseverance. Hallelujah. Because greater is he that is in us than is in this world. And we need to let those people who don't know him understand what we're talking about. And it's all through thanksgiving. Over 100 times the word thanks and thanksgiving is in this book. There's got to be a reason for that word and that emotion and that feeling to be so prominent in God's word. All the way from the Old Testament right into Revelation. Thanks. Thanksgiving. Let all things give thanks. Let all things praise him in this book. I'm praying, Lord, and I'm believing, Lord, that lives are going to be changed even now. Before we leave that door, that people are going to have a different attitude, a different feeling, and that seed's going to start to grow. It's maybe just a seed today of thanksgiving, but it's going to start to grow. And then they'll realize people are noticing the strength that you have because of God. Because of God, because of God, because of Jesus, and because of the Word, the Bible. In Jesus' name, I pray you receive this. I pray I receive it. I pray the world starts to see it in us as we give thanks to God who always gives us the victory. In Jesus' name.
Hear our prayer, O Lord. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen.
Hallelujah. Give him praise, church. You might feel crushed on the left. You might feel crushed on the right. And he said, I don't walk by feelings. I walk by faith. Amen? Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Therefore, Matthew, I'm reading from Matthew 7:24. Listen to what Jesus said. Listen to what Jesus, now forget what your pastor just said. Listen to what Jesus said. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine, Jesus is speaking, and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rains descended. Whew! And the floods came. Whew! And the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall. It did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell. And great was its fall. Amen. That's each and every one of us, amen. We build our faith on the rock, amen. When something happens, when the wind blows, you know that's a storm, amen. You know that, right? I love that. I mean, we're reading it, but listen to what it's, you know, the rains descended. That's a storm, amen. And then the floods came. That's another storm. That's even worse. And the winds blew and beat on that house. That's what we go through each and every day, amen. And it did not fall. Why? Because the house was founded on a rock. Amen. We are going to be attacked sometimes every day. We're going to feel like we fail every day, but it ain't true. Amen. We're standing on the what? The rock. We're standing on the Word of God. We're standing on God. We're standing with Jesus. He is right alongside of us. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Romans 8. Anybody have a Haley's Bible book at home? I hope you do. My Haley's Bible book looks so worn and bent up and chip. I got notes everywhere. Haley's Bible book says that Romans chapter 8 may be one of the most inspiring chapters in the whole Bible. Page and a half. Said there's the lesson that we learn and the promise that we get from Romans 8, Sergio, may be the most amazing promises in those pages and a half that Paul writes to us. Amen? Hallelujah. Romans 8. Thank you, Lord. It's the hardest thing that we're doing, and I mentioned this to Deacon Gary a couple weeks, the hardest thing we're doing is building a church. Amen? We're building a church. We're building a house for Jesus, amen. And it needs to be without spot and blemish, and we need to focus on the Word. How many times have you heard me say that? But the hardest thing that you do, and guess who's building the house? You are. You're all building the church with me, amen. I'm the preacher, but you're the body, and we cannot be without each other, amen. But it's the hardest thing to do, Sergio, because some people will go to church and, oh, well, I don't think I like that song. I'm going somewhere else. That's easy. So they learn how to go somewhere else like that, and they get good at going other places. They have, well, maybe there's not enough people there. I said, well, we're building a church. Why don't you help us? Why don't you stay and help us? There's plenty to do. And if you got an idea, help us and we'll build it. No, I want to go somewhere else where it's already built. Because I want to pray for people. I want to pray. Well, maybe God's got a calling for you, but he wants to see how faithful you are. Maybe he wants to see how on the rock you are. Amen? But building the church, hallelujah, is the hardest of all things. Paul spoke about it in every letter, talked to each church, what they were going through, and said, well, how have you fallen away so fast? It's because people want something that they, I don't want to make anybody, you know, sound bad, but people learn how to go from church to church because, well, it's easy to do. What is hard to do is what each and every one of you are doing today. You have been here with us, amen, for a while. You have established, you have put your heart here. You put your money and your offering here. You put yourself in a place to receive a reward, amen. You're building this church. Art and Gladys in the yard in the spring, they're building this church. They're putting their time, see, they're doing so other people can come and enjoy, amen. So when other people come, they'll want to partake, amen. They'll want to do something. Hey, this church is really different. It's just talking about God. This church has a lot of thanksgiving. This church has a lot of love. I've heard that a lot. There's a lot of love in this church. And I said, you betcha. And it's just beginning. Amen. I don't know what God's got planned for us, but I know if he's got a plan for us, it's going to be really good. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Yes, give him. That's right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. This Bible that I use is the Life Application Bible, New King James Version. And it's not any better than somebody else's, but what it does have is so many notes. And when you read the scripture, sometimes you don't understand. And underneath it are so many beautiful notes, simply explaining certain scriptures, simply opening, helping you. And then when you take Haley's Bible book that you have, and you go to that, all of a sudden things just seem to be so understandable. Amen? Hallelujah. Romans 5 says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Amen. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations. Now, how can anybody understand that unless they understand God? Amen? We're not happy about the tribulations. Amen? But we know that it works for us in a sense because it builds character, and character builds hope. Amen? Now, hope does not disappoint. Now, listen to what else it does. Knowing that tribulation, here it comes again. I'm going to say this word again. Knowing that tribulation produces perseverance. Can I get an amen? I already read what perseverance is. Hallelujah. Through the answer. All perseverance, character, and character hope. Now hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Hallelujah. You have the Holy Spirit inside of you. When I was a kid, I had no idea what the Holy Spirit was. We call it the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. What's that? I don't know. What's he doing? I don't know. Where is he? I don't know. What does it mean? The Holy Ghost. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Okay, what is it? Until I realized. And even Jesus said, I have to go so I can send the Helper. So you can be, I could put the Spirit of God lives inside of us. That's how when you hear something, you cry. When you read the Word and it makes you cry, that's the Spirit just wanting to well up and say, yes, you got it. Yes, 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 surrender. Surrender and let me take care of you. And when you start to pray, you start to feel good because that's the Spirit saying, yes, you're talking to Father. Yes, can I talk with you? And the Spirit does. The Bible said the Spirit talks to God for us and groanings that we can't understand. He is saying, you make your prayer, and it might sound like this. Remember I said a couple of weeks ago, I wish I could pray like Elder Pat. I wish I could. But in heaven, my prayer sounds like heavenly angels singing. Because the Holy Spirit is here, and He takes my prayer, and He takes it to God, and it sounds so beautiful to Him. Amen? We have that. You have it now, the Holy Spirit. Some religions teach, that just comes by and He stops in and visits you and then He leaves again. And whoever God decides to have the Holy Spirit for a day or an hour. And my book says we have it. Amen. He said, we have it. We have it. He gave it to us. Nobody can take it away from us. Amen. I'm going to stand on the Word of God. Amen. I'm not concerned about what men say. Amen. Hallelujah. So the Bible's saying we have this. We have no reason to fall because God is going to stand us up. Does that mean we have to be perfect? No. Does that mean we have to be the rock? No. We're standing on the rock. Amen. We're going to have bad days? Yes, of course we are because we're in the flesh. We're going to be sad for it? Yes. We're not going to be able to sleep at night. Anybody not be able to sleep at night sometimes? Yes. But let me tell you something. Let me tell you that God has made a way through that. Now, how many people ever see anybody fall asleep at church? Amen. Do you think it's because the person wants to be rude? No. Do you think it's because, you know what it is? I believe it anyway. It's peace. They're sitting there. Their mind doesn't have to think of, when am I going to pay the bill? How am I? They sit in church and they're hearing the Word of God and they fall asleep. Amen. How much medicine did it take? Zero. It took peace. Amen. And one of the things I pray about, and listen, I could put my diplomas up. I took a course in counseling. I'm a counselor. But I'm not anything. The Bible is the counselor. Amen. But I can lead you. Amen. I could lead you. And I think that people say, read to God. Wake up. If you can't sleep, wake up and read the Word of God. I'm not sure that's going to put you back to sleep. And I'm being honest with you. Amen. But you know what puts me to sleep sometimes at night? I don't get up. I'm your pastor. I don't get up and always read the Word of God. I don't. Sometimes I read my Bowhunter magazine just to get my mind off of things. But let me tell you, I have this love for Louis L'Amour. Anybody know who Louis L'Amour is? He's a Western writer, Flo. He writes old stories of the Old West, horseback riding, and Louis L'Amour. One of the guys in there is a Texas Ranger, and he goes, "You like the Old West stuff?" And I can open that book up and start reading. Next thing I know, I could fall asleep. Like, my mind has drifted. I got into that book, and that's not God. I say, yes, it is. He gave me the desires of my heart. He led me to something I just love to read. Amen? He said, you love this, Larry? Here, read a little bit, and you'll get to sleep. Amen? You'll start to feel. So I believe that there's cures for stuff that we don't even realize. That God said, follow your heart. If you got something that you love and you can't sleep, for God's sake, don't lay there trying to sleep, because you're only going to make it worse. But ask God, help me, Lord. Maybe whatever desire is your heart, maybe there's something you love that you can do quietly and you can do with yourself, and all of a sudden you'll find yourself sleeping. You'll find yourself resting. Amen? And let me tell you one more thing about rest, Sergio. If you don't rest, He's going to make you rest sooner or later. The Bible says, He would lay down by still water. And He said, you don't rest, sooner or later, God's going to put you in a place where you got no choice. Rest. Okay. That's how God works. I believe that. I believe God has answers for what we're going through. Amen? Hallelujah. Not me, Lord, but you. Not by sight, but by faith. Not by my feelings. For my feelings have caused me defeat. Can anybody else agree with me there? My feelings have been more problems to me than anything else. What I want to do would have caused me problems. The things, the feelings. But you, Lord, in spite of my feelings, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen? Perseverance allows God to answer. Perseverance shows God we're serious and waiting for Him. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm going to close. And don't get mad at me. You take it up with God. What then shall we say to these things? Whatever you're feeling, what can you say? If God is for us, who can be against us? Ask yourself that. He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for all of us, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? You answer that. You take it up with God. Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? Listen, it is God who justifies. Amen? It is He who condemns. Who is He who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen. Hallelujah. Who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, or peril, or sword? Hallelujah. For your sakes, we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. That's what Paul is saying. Now here it is. Here it is. All week long, I've been wanting to read this to you. Hallelujah. Yet, in all things. How many things? All things. We are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities nor powers, nor things present nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Brothers and sisters, you are conquerors. Say that with me. We are conquerors. Nothing can separate you from God. All things inside of you are possible. Give it to God today. Give it to God today. Stand on strong knees. Stand up and say, Lord, I'm standing on the rock. I don't care about the wind. I don't care about the rain. I don't care about the flood, Lord. This church is standing on the rock, and we are going to give Him thanks and thanksgiving and thanks and thanksgiving. And Lord, until the whole world hears it. Amen. We may be small, and we may see things on TV with 10,000 people, but what we have right here is powerful. And we're going to touch those people around here who need that. And we do it with God. We show them God. We stand on the rock, and people will hear us. People will see us. And people will be drawn here because of God. Hallelujah. In all things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. In Jesus' name I pray. Give Him praise, church. Hallelujah. Now listen. Anybody that feels like something, they just did, let it go. Right now, let it go. It's all done. Everything behind. God says not to look back, but to look forward. Amen. So okay, to this point, okay, we've all, you know, I wish I could have been stronger. I wish I could be this. Okay, we've done that. We've been there. Now it starts to Thanksgiving. Let it start now. Let it start today before you even leave. Let it all go. It's done. You don't have to talk about it anymore. You don't have to think about it anymore. You don't have to discuss it with your friends and neighbors. You just talk to God. God say, I surrender, Lord, and thank you. I'm going to stand on the rock. I'm going to say thank you. This church is going to have a night of Thanksgiving. I have never been a part of a church. And you call your friends, you call everybody you know. I'm going to call family and I'm going to call friends, and we'll just come in and you're going to hear Thanksgiving. Amen. We've been praying and we believe, but I just believe. Just let it go. Okay, we fall short. Sometimes we do. Amen. But we're going to walk now. When you leave here today, walk with it. Take it with you. No more. Victory is inside of you. You are a conqueror. Can I get an amen? You are conquerors. We need to show the world that. Give them praise. Hallelujah.
I love when you two guys work together.
I do too.
Ouch. Just like our band, live and unrehearsed.
Go ahead, I'll just follow you.
She's pretty good. She's showing up.
Oh, we're going to have a night of that. I can't wait. It's going to be so exciting. Thanksgiving. Whew, thank you, Lord. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, he cleansed 10 lepers. 10 men with a disease so hideous that no one would go near them, and he cleansed all 10 of them, and only one came back to thank him. And boy, did he receive a blessing. Go and be blessed and be healed. Hallelujah. We're going to thank him. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for what you did for us on that cross. We're not stopping at the cross. We're not going to look up at the cross. We're going to go beyond the cross, because victory was beyond the cross. What Jesus did for us, and he only asks us to do what he did for us in remembrance of him, in Jesus' name, as we take the sacrament. Thank you, Lord. For George and Elaine, nothing's wrong. I spoke to George the other day and everything's fine. Said he thought he'd be here today, but you know, things have been coming up in the weather and whatnot. And Gary and Kim, Gary's in Pennsylvania, he's working right now. So George and Pat, I know they've been going through some things and they'd love to hear a phone call. Just call and say hi, we're thinking about you. Those are the most beautiful phone calls. They won't keep you on the phone long. Just say, we miss you, we love you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Marty and Marcy, we're going to pray for them. They're moving also. They're moving to another unit in the condos where they live, a bigger one, so Marty can have a music room. And so I'm sure that's adding to some of the stress. But we need to stand Margie up on the rock and let her know she's victorious and that she doesn't have time to go back. She needs to go forward. You want to do things for the Lord, you got to be ready. You got to be strong. You got to be focused. You got to be ready at all calms, all times. Hallelujah. We pray for them today. Thank you, Lord. What separates us from every other religion is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, I believe. And I thank him this morning for what he did on that cross. And we remember him in this church in Jesus' name. The blood he shed upon this earth will not be in vain. He gave his life to clear our sins. He did that for us. You don't have to ask him to it. And he did it once for all. Hallelujah. You are victorious in Jesus' name. He said to drink and do this in remembrance of him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. See that strength in the middle of storms, and you won't have to say anything. They'll want what you have. Let them see. Though we all face the wind and the rain and the floods, yet we stand on this rock because our faith is stronger than our feelings. And that begins a healing in our body. That begins a healing in your body that God presents. Nothing you can think about or do would be greater than what God does. When you trust him, stand on that rock, healing begins. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Healing from that peace and that strength. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I say this on Sundays, but understand that the disciples didn't understand what Jesus was saying when he said, "This is my blood being shed for you." As he poured the wine into a cup, they said, what's he mean? This is my blood being shed for you for the remission of your sins. I'm going to pay the price. Do this in remembrance of me in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done to get me to this moment in time. Every bit of worry and every bit of pain and everything that's come against me is behind me now because I got to this point. Hallelujah. I'm looking forward with you, Lord. Thank you. Angels on my left and angels on my right. And I will give you praise and glory. But more than that, Lord, I will thank you. Always thank you for all the beautiful blessings. Each minute of each day I have. Sister Flo was so close, and here she sits. She has life to be thankful for. She has every minute to be thankful for. She understands today. We need to be thankful because God is right here with us. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, give him praise, church.